I can't take much more of this. I need to get out. I need to get outside. I need to see the sky. I need to move around. I need to run. I can't be trapped in here like an animal. Sorry. I'm calm. I said I'm calm. I am calm. I just... This time of the month is very difficult for me, and what?
Are you serious?
No, that's not the time of the month that I meant. Are you that much of a man? No. I'm sorry. That wasn't fair. You don't know everything that's happening to me right now. Maybe you should sit down. Yes, I think we've been together long enough. I can tell you. Sit down. Sit down. So, I know our relationship from start through to now has been uneven insofar as power dynamics go. Yeah? Good, you agree. You're also aware that every now and then I am ill. I have a condition that requires me to stay off work and generally be indoors for a couple of days. You're aware of this too. Have you by any chance ever charted when I've been ill or made a note of it? Monthly, yes, very good. So you noticed it was monthly and you assumed it was PMS. Okay, well, do you know what? I will give you credit for that. You've noticed that much. It's not PMS. Every time I am ill, every time I must step away from work, step away from you, it's the end of a moon cycle. It's a full moon, yes. Now, I know you're a bit of a nerd, so you should be able to tell me what that means. Of course I know. I want to hear you say it. I want to know that you understand. Yes. That's right. And right now, well, the usual avenues I take to avoid causing trouble when the full moon hits are currently unavailable to me, so I have decided to keep myself indoors. However, as you can see, I am not used to being trapped indoors. Usually, at this time of the month, I have the freedom to roam. I have nature and fresh air and trees and woodland to run through. However, since those facilities are currently unavailable to me, I am here in this house. And to say I have cabin fever is something of an understatement. No, it's not just about feeding. Although feeding is very important to one like myself, there are other problems at this time of the month. This period is also called breeding season. That's right. So, usually when I visit these other facilities, I am surrounded by others of my kind, and I am able to indulge in whatever desire, whim, or need comes across me. Do you really need me to spell it out for you? When the full moon comes and I cannot control my lustful urges, I take myself to the werewolf facility 3 miles away and shag my way through the 3 full moon nights. Is that clear enough for you? Yes. I require a lot of sex. Now, given that I have a relationship with you, you might think that it's a problem I can deal with quite easily, yes? The only problem is, you are human. I am not. Do you really think you could withstand the full power, the full thrust of my need? I assure you, you cannot. Oh, really? Is that what you think? Say it again. Tell me that you can handle me, human boy. You know, part of you might believe that, part of you, but I can smell the fear on your skin. And I can taste it. You smell like dinner, boy. And if you think you can handle me, well, I'm about to show you that you can't. Listen, this is very important. The moon is rising. I can feel it. I have enough control to let you out of this house. But if you are still here, if you are still here when the moon's light hits me, I will not be held responsible. Do you understand? This is your one and final warning. Do you understand me? The door is there. Leave. Leave now. Leave or face me at my worst. Please leave. Please. I don't want to do this to you. I don't want to hurt you. Fine. As you wish, boy. But don't say I didn't warn you about what was to come. Well, I'm pretty human. You're still here. Good. Because I want a piece of you. And there's nothing you can do to stop me taking it. Mm-hmm. You look so worried. You're afraid I might snap your fucking cock off. Well, I won't. I need it. I need all the juicy gum that's going to squirt up inside me. Come on, Eamon. Thrust back. If you think you can take me, then thrust. That's right. That's right. Fucking human. Don't move. I needed someone to come in me. I didn't want it to be you. Because there was no guarantee I wouldn't hurt you. Are you okay? I didn't hurt you, did I? I didn't scratch you. Yes, I'm all right now. Usually I need, I don't know, 5, 6 men, but I usually get a break of about an hour. Sometimes 2. You're safe for now. God, you're an idiot. You are a fucking idiot. I can't... Are you for real? Seriously? You liked that? You... And you want to help me? You can't help me. You can't help me. You want to be the one to give me what I need. We were lucky this time, baby. I didn't hurt you because, well, you were very accommodating and clearly ready for me to take your cock, but it's not always like that. No. No, sometimes there's biting and scratching and blood and... I don't want to hurt you. What do you mean? I'm worth that much to you. Oh, baby. Look, we're not talking about this now. No. No. We're not talking about this now. Not right now. If this is really something you want to do for me, then you need to think about this outside of breeding season. We're not making this decision now, okay? No. I love you, and I'm touched that you want to be able to help me this way, but being a wolf isn't easy. This is only the smallest part of it, and I don't want to curse you the same way I've been cursed. Look, okay. We'll talk about it, but for now, just hold me, okay? Yeah, at least until the urges pick up again. Yeah. And, well, if you're ready, We'll see if you really can take me. Oh, anybody can handle a werewolf the first time. But the second time, the third, the fourth, the fifth? That's another story, baby. And we've only just gotten started.